Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tina Ferguson, also known as the Queen of Dreams. Thanks so much for being here with Ask Intuition's Guides and Guidance show tonight. We have an earthly guide with us, our very own Main Street Angel, Nancy Meyer, and her website is mainstreetangel.com. She is a regular guest host with us, and we are so thrilled to have her back after a week's break in between the last show when she was talking about letting some of the ego gremlins go. Did I get the title or the name of those gremlins right, Nancy?
You can't tame them unless you name them.
And so tonight, Nancy is going to be continuing that conversation, talking about cleaning the cerebral closet. You create what you really believe in. Are your beliefs in style with what your heart desires? Or are they old and worn and still hanging on the mental rack? When is the last time you checked? Bring your heart, bring your true desire and a willingness to go through your subconscious wardrobe. Your angels and guides will help you reorganize. Nancy is an amazing clairvoyant and sixth sensory practitioner, and also an angel. Is it angel therapy practitioner, Nancy?
Yes.
And she's amazing light and an earthly guide on our planet. And she is very whimsical, and I hope that you enjoy the conversation tonight. Are we gonna take callers?
Absolutely.
At the end?
Absolutely.
The end?
Are you ready for me?
Yep, I'm
so
ready. I'm just sharing a little bit.
Dearly.
I'm just sharing just a little bit more about you. So people who, we're getting quite a few downloads every week, and so we just want to, make sure that those people who are new to our show know who you are. So thanks, everyone, and welcome, Nancy.
Hi. Okay, I do want to say on the downloads, those of you doing some of the work, some of the fun work we've been doing in our little classroom here, if you didn't get it or you didn't hear that part, and not only when Nancy's with Tina, but all of her shows, go back there and listen to them at your leisure. No one says you have to be sitting in the present moment all the time. And I'm so glad to be with you. I always ask my angels when they tell me, okay, this is what we're going to talk about, why? And so came the statement really from the angels and from me to you, for all of us, we create what we really believe in. So we need to know what those beliefs are so that, again, we can be the manager. We can be at the helm. Last week we talked about the rogues and rascals that are part of the ego or beta brain. And if you weren't here and you didn't find those, you can find me on my website, and I think there's even some information how to do that. So you were invited to bring a heart's desire, that is to say, I want, fill in the blank, KISS, keep it simple, sensories, don't write yourself a letter, don't let Wanda Weiner get in there, just I want. But the sky is definitely the limit. And if you didn't bring a little heart's desire, or a large one, I guess we will say, first thing you do is pick one area of life, please. There are so many life here, grounded. So I'm going to throw a couple out there. You can grab at one, or maybe it'll make you think of another. Financial abundance or money, love, relationships, that's another big area, career, work, spirituality, personal discovery, and the list goes on. And don't worry, this I'm just kind of put that there. You'll have your own area. Could be your neighborhood, maybe whatever you want. And then the second thing, somewhere in front of you, manifest that paper. Write, I want, blank. I want. Now you've got your area. Say it's career. I want. Make it very simple. Bigger career, greater recognition, and just as we go along, it'll come to you. I put all the messages out there from my angels to yours, so they'll be saying, hey, you know what you want? So again, don't make it a project. That's those little ego kids there. But beliefs have a lot to do before we can get to affirmations. So for now, we're saying, I want, I desire. An affirmation is when we already say it as though it's here now. Take a look at core beliefs. Core belief is actually a value, something like, for I can say, I believe in God. But from that, we get scattered values, is what I call. Now, here's picture, visualize a closet. This is that clothes hanging back there, but now we're talking a mental rack where, well, I haven't worn it, but, oh, well, I just leave it there. It is up to you with your I want. Does your belief support that?
So, Nancy, how would they know what their beliefs are?
Well, I'm first going to tell you where they come from, and I'll tell you, I don't have this list pinned to my wall because it's quite long. Every one of us, our beliefs come from two major sources. It's a little serious, but we'll start laughing in a minute. Number one, the voice of our subconscious mind. Our beliefs are there. What do you mean, subconscious mind, Nancy? In there are our experiences, our memories, and our habits that come from areas like parents, religion, teachers, music. This is a lot. This is subconscious, and this is only part one. Patriarchy, medical orthodoxy. So, for instance, I'll give you an example. In the voice of the subconscious mind, a memory, one that we all certainly have, is 9/11. We're not going to talk about 9/11, but that memory is a mishap that may still be there and create a belief such as it's dangerous to fly on an airplane. That's how it happens. Not simple stuff, I wish I could say, but it's simple for you to handle if you find these areas. Experiences, as in love, that's in the subconscious. I was with a friend the other day who simply stated openly, you know, and sorry for you guys out there because you probably feel it in reverse, but wow, he, she, they can't be trusted. So that comes from an experience of a legitimate hurt. But that belief is in there, and so if you're working on I want the perfect love in my life, it's not going to happen right away. You get that belief out of there, and that's the simple part. First, you want to recognize them and see where. So picture yourself going through the hangars there. You know, where's the yada yada? Memories, habits, experiences. Again. All of those things come from parents, well-meaning parents, but perhaps the belief doesn't work anymore. Parents give up beliefs. I can think of some that somehow came around my home. Charity begins at home. There you go. Charity begins at home. Well, for all of you loves that really want a pile of money, that belief has to be put out to the curb because money is like blood. It has to flow. And first of all, the belief or statement that became a belief, charity begins at home, is saying, I will always have to take care of myself until what? Hello, I have extra. And if that's the way it is, you're not going to put money out, including invest in yourself, and it's not going to flow back so easily. So that's a good example. Other beliefs that I can think of that we pick up along the way from schools, from teachers. Have you ever raised your hand when you were young in a class and you hear the teacher say, oh, okay, Tina, give someone else a chance? That's in there. And my angels are telling me somebody out there in the audience that struck a chord with, give someone else a chance. Decide you don't want that belief anymore. I don't have to give anyone else a chance. This is a rich universe, and there is plenty for all of us, including chances. With that belief in there, give someone else a chance, what are you doing? You're always stepping back into the shadow. Does that make some sense?
Yes, makes total sense.
Another one that comes to mind is timing is everything. You know, timing is everything. Boy, and if you have that little character, as I referred to a couple weeks ago in me, Ted to do, timing is everything. Boy, it's just going to make you nuts sitting down writing those lists because you've got to be on time. Timing is everything. What a belief like that is going to have a scattering of things such as you missed it. Can't miss it.
I know when that similar.
You're here to do what you came to do, and it's going to get done. Write that down. Might not be the best flowing sentence. You're here to do what you came to do, and it's going to get done. So timing is not everything. Change that belief with something like breath is everything.
And one kind of a sister to that one is, well, you know, it's who you know. That's how you get where you're going. It's when people talk about why they're not successful, well, I'm not in the in crowd, or it's who you know, that sort of thing.
We're not saying, again, that people, some people appear, we perceive them to have, wow, what timing. Well, it might be because we've been bogged down with all our little characters and beliefs that don't serve us any longer. That's what it is. And again, you do not need to release any of these beliefs, but it's always good to look in the closet, especially if you want to bring in more. I want to say in the middle here, if you're working on I want and you have a question, as I ask you to do, just say hello, Nancine, hello, Tina, and your first name, and we'll know you're on the air. That way we don't have to say questions. So if you have something you want to work with, speak up. That's how we do it. There's no bell ringing. How many people out there have probably heard someone in their life say, oh, that's great, you made that accomplishment, but don't get a big head? What's that? Don't get a big head. And we all say we want greatness, we want to expand, don't get a big head. There again, if you haven't been in that closet a long while, I'll guarantee you somebody probably said that to you with one of your successes in life. And so now you have what we call false humility. Go for more. Have a big head. Just get a bigger hat. Be sure you're getting your money's worth. For those of you working with money and abundance, you may have heard that somewhere. Be sure you're getting your money's worth, i.e. do your research, see 12 different contractors. Be sure you're getting your money's worth. And coupling with it is that famous one, don't spend more than you earn. What is that? Now, I'm just putting that out there to tickle you and have fun. Got to find those beliefs because you're looking again at I want. Let's take I want a famous career. See, when you're filling these I want in any of those areas, and it doesn't have to be the four alone, abundance, love, work, discovery, pick one, anyone you want. But I want, usually it's a couple words, I want a famous career. Well, how's the universe going to receive that message when stuck in there, way back there, in a garment bag, I'm holding a belief that says, don't get a big head? See? And that's just, now I'm going to go back for a minute. The beliefs come from a second source besides subconscious, and you don't have to. This is not an exercise in seeing, oh, where my parents or teachers let me down. But they are worth mentioning. Religion. A core belief is I believe in God. If we're talking about the category religion, scattered may include God is in the church. I don't know that God is there or not, and I'm not speaking about source today, but is it beneficial to you? if you wanted to go to an Easter sunrise service, but thought, oh no, then that belief no longer is supportive of you. So that's why we look for them. Then we want to put new ones in there. And here's an example of a memory one from the subconscious. I remember when I was small, and I mean small, small. I'm going to say 4, not quite touching 5, maybe. And we were at a zoo, and we were at the children's zoo, and there's just my sister and I. And she has always, I don't know anymore, but I think so, she's always loved horses. And I was very short, you see, to the fence, so I couldn't quite reach where the petting zoo was. And she was able to get on her tippy, tippy, tippy toes and reach out to pet that horse. And the horse seemed pretty happy until, well, he kind of put his head back and he sneezed. And he sneezed, and that was my memory. This is how simple it happens. That was my memory of a horse. Now, you see, I was a very little child. Here's what I lost in life. I have never been horseback riding in my life. It sounds like a crazy story, but that's why I invite you all, look for your beliefs, work with them. And now perhaps I could say, well, I don't need to go horseback riding in my life. But if I am looking longingly, like Tina and all of you are going out on a big ranch expedition, and then you're saying, come on, we're going, and I still have that resistance to horseback riding, it might help me to know, oh, that's just because one horse sneezed. You understand? I want to mention, I am offline. I don't know what happened there, but just for you all to know, so do speak if you have a question. And also, again, if you tuned in and you're looking for a reading from Tina or I, this works quite well. Tell us what it is you want, and we'll ask your angels or guides what belief is in there. The other part of where beliefs come is the collective environment we're all in. As Tina refers to it, the physicality. Guess when this is going on? In our present moments. So you're out there every day, and you're getting new beliefs because we all have ears. I assume we're hearing with them. And actually vision, too. If you are non-hearing, you're seeing things, and you well interpret. So we have, in our collective environment, we have society, we have community. Society has messages out there, such as the type of car. Right now there's messaging out there, get a hybrid, right? Okay, that message is out there. Maybe you don't even need a car. Maybe it's better for you to just not go on as many trips at this time. Okay? And another thing subtle to that is maybe worrying about getting a certain kind of car is only supporting the belief that there's economic problems, which then in turn means I'll never get a good job. And, gee, that snowball just rolls, although we don't have snow in the desert. So society's part of the collective environment. You hear the chatter during the day, the number of children, the political conversations. Community is something you're in every day. Your neighborhood. Your neighborhood. What's going on there? Do you believe that if you don't go to every potluck or whatever, what is that game, Tino? Oh, Bunko. That you will not be accepted? There's a belief in there, and that might come from something said in the subconscious linked to it, such as try to get along. Try to get along with everybody. Maybe you don't need to. Now, I know that this is a lot for everyone, but I really invite you to work with that. Collective environment includes society, community, individuals. That includes Tina and I, and you folks there listening. We speak to each other. All that goes in there. Well, what am I going to do with that day in, day out, Nancine? Well, you're going to get a rattle. That's why I always recommend and shake it off and cleanse your aura. So, oh, that was nice. I was with so many nice people. Shake, do a happy dance, envision white light when you're in the shower. I can't tell you enough how important it is to spirit to really clean after the day, not just with soap and water, but cleaning with intention. When you clean your body, clean your aura and your spirit with intention. Media technology, that's easy. Just turn it off for a while. And if you have any other, we'd love to hear you share if you have any other beliefs you just realized. Usually they come to front by statements. Here, another one I can think of is don't overextend yourself. Now, if I take that and I turn that to belief, I believe I'm overextending myself. Another belief, here's a wonderful example. While it may be true, I am not the champion student in what we know as geography, I have heard it so many times in my life that you have no sense of geography. Guess what that does, folks? I'm very timid about driving to new places until I got rid of that belief and said, you know what, I can read. And maybe I'll learn to follow maps someday, but I can read, I can ask people to see how important it is that is in there. And guess what? All of these beliefs, all of this messaging has been in there for a long time. I'm assuming most of our listeners are over the age of 18. And so that's 18 years plus that you have had the messages in there. That's a real fat closet, wouldn't you say, Tina?
Definitely.
Mine's stuffed, woo! And I know I want some new things in there. So you're going to create that. You're going to create according to your beliefs. A big, important part. Again, want you to tap into spirit, want you to use your sixth sense. However, it's that little word I said, put it on a coffee can, B-U-T-T. Now, that's a great place to get rid of these beliefs because people are saying, well, if I find them, use the Nancy Meyer toaster method. Say, I want $1 million and then see what pops up. Those are beliefs that probably come in like, don't be greedy, or your belief is be charitable, and you need to change that a little. Maybe it's time for you to switch it to charity begins at home. It's all fluid, folks. It's all fluid. You work with it in what way supports what you just filled in saying, I want. Tina, do you have some wants there while we'll work with yours?
Well, what comes to my mind is quality interactions. So quality interactions with clients, quality interactions with people that work with us in our business, quality interactions with the new publishers that we're looking at, just increasing day-to-day interactions with everyone, even someone, just walking down the street and just really being mindful and in that higher vibration, high frequency place.
And so the angels are telling me that somewhere, and you want this in all areas of your life, that number one, there's a belief in there that that's too many things. That's too many areas to want. Perfection is really what it is, and it can mean that there's a statement that got in there from someone saying, Tina, you're such a perfectionist. Tina, you're such a perfectionist. Switch it to a belief that's saying, don't be a perfectionist. So that may be one for you. Also, I'm hearing from the angels that somewhere from all these collective environment or something got in there for you that is actually saying it's what I want. But people don't want to get on the bandwagon. That's what I'm hearing for you. I want all this quality in all areas. But there's still a little doubt coming from a belief it's not a utopia. Did you ever hear that in your life? It's not a utopia. Be real.
Well, I am,
I'm
often
helping you dig, you understand.
No, I'm just listening because I'm often
accused of believing that there can be this, that is the word, utopia. And I remember I was with a banker one time, and I was talking about cultures and creating businesses where people really feel alive and happy at work, and how it's really good business, and that in our marketing business, that's how we teach companies to grow very quickly and accelerate revenue, that sort of thing. And I remember him saying, "Oh, yeah, so you kind of believe in this utopia, corporate utopia." You know, kind of like, "Oh, that's nice," you know.
Right, and that's how it went in. That's how those go in. And again, that's a great example for people listening, is the burden is not on you, like, "Oh my God, what have I done?" No, we're trying to bring you to awareness that this stuff is coming in. You know, if you've ever seen a great rain, and certainly people in the Midwest are receiving more than their share, the things that wash in, well, I'm using that only to explain to you, that's how these beliefs are coming in every day. And if you're not sure what came in, I wholeheartedly recommend from this audio forward, ask your guardian angels once a day or Archangel Michael, clear any beliefs that washed in my energy field, into my brain, because I don't know what they are. You don't have to know what they are. Clear them. Cleanse them. I would say, again, anyone over the age 18, we're at an overload working with what we have, so I really don't want new ones coming in. And also, you want to watch what part of you is minding them. Now, this remark that you made, Teen, it's so apropos with somebody saying, "Oh, you believe in a utopia." That goes in there, and somewhere the belief in there from some other part of your life, and that's personal to you, is that, let's just think of some, perhaps, how unreal, or maybe even from someone saying, "That's so like you to believe in utopia," paren, saying, "There is no utopia." Now, what can Tina do is say, "You folks are wrong. You're wrong. There is a utopia. Now, I believe in utopia." By the way, I do too. And part of that could come from a statement made such as, "Oh, you live with rose-colored glasses." Did you ever hear that, Tina, dear?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And things like, "Oh, well, it's easy for you. It's not easy for the rest of us." And all kinds of stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
And how we love ourselves through this, and again, things that are said, what Tina's sharing so gracefully that she wants, and someone says, "Oh, utopia," is getting that spirit to say, "Oh, yes, I do believe in it," and stepping forward. Because when you say, "I do believe in it," first of all, the other person isn't going to do anything but probably roll their eyes, shrug their shoulders if, you know, they can do two things at once. And you can even add, "Not only do I believe in it, I experience it every day. In fact, I'm so happy, I'm just bubbling." It's us stepping forward for ourselves. At minimum, and again, for you listening, I'm using Tina's example. There's so many we all have. At minimum, someone coming into her field, meaning your energy field, there, and saying, "Oh, well," and she's sharing ideas and wants and queen of dreams, and they say, "Well, that's nice for you." You can envision shutting your ears. Because, "Oh, that's nice for you," is basically saying, giving a message, anyone who thinks or shares something like that is a fool.
Well, I remember when I was younger, I used to think, when those things would be said, I would think, I wonder what they're talking about. It was more like confusion, more, well, why, what,
what is it that makes them think one way and I'm thinking another way? And the older I got, the more I just realized that we really do create our own experiences. And so when this guy said it, it you know, by that point it was kind of like I was just so used to it. It was just like, oh, there's another one. And I mean, it really kind of does fall on deaf ears now, because I don't really give it a lot of weight anymore, because I know that when people expect certain things, then that's their experience. And I've been involved in corporations and with leaders that are committed to creating these corporate cultures that are amazing. And so I know what reality can be. And just because someone else hasn't experienced it doesn't mean that that has to influence my reality.
And also we're working with each other, every person listening, everyone in our lives, where we're working with their beliefs. Even if you shift yours to support you, they may not have. And so there's an invitation. This is how we become light workers and spirit workers, is to a person, again, for our example, who says, well, you live in a utopia, or that's nice for you, is being able to say with love, yes, it is.
Right.
And
I'll show
you how I got there. Let me invite you.
Exactly. And a lot of people have actually called afterward and said, you know, I was thinking about what you were saying. And actually, several people have actually, you know, quit their jobs and went somewhere else, because they were like, oh, really? There is some place that's good? And so, you know, their belief of, well, there must be something else better out there, allowed them to open up their mind to creating something new for themselves. So they found another job. Another guy started another business. He had had a business before and had been working in corporate and started another business. So, I mean, to me, it is absolutely that co-creation.
I'm going to bring us back to some areas and beliefs for some of the people that may have just tuned in. If that's fine with you, Tina.
Oh, absolutely.
We've bantered you enough in all events. So you pick an area, financial abundance, money, you just call it what it is, love, your career, anything that you want, and complete the sentence, I want, and keep it simple. See if your beliefs match. That's what we're giving examples of. Tina has so graciously, so you can find your own. Now, I know right now everybody has really caught a want, the cost of auto gasoline to decline. Great example. Do you believe that? I can tell everybody listening, I don't. And why? Because I'm watching TV. And what I shared was some of our beliefs come from where? Hello, collective environment. What's part of collective environment? Hello, media. Shut the TV off. What's with the addiction, and that's what we all have, to the newscasts? Turn it off. Spend the time instead, the half hour, writing affirmations. I travel frequently. I have money to travel. Write things that you want. Remember, this is all interrelated. What we've talked about other times is it's what you focus on. Tonight we're talking about the part that is you create what you believe in. So we can't even get to the affirmations unless you have a willingness, even on a scale of 1 if it's a 2, to get rid of that. So now I've created homework for myself so you don't all feel alone. And so the thing is not watching that. I mean, I can see people raising their etheric cans, like, oh, yeah, I heard it was this much a gallon, it's going to this, and calling people in other states, what's it over there? What is that? You're supporting a belief that I don't know about you, but I don't want it. I want to believe that it's affordable to travel. day, whatever it is you take, watch what you're believing in. Again, for people tuning in, if you want money, if you want to be able to just stack it up on your desk and look at it every day, I don't care. Or even if you want to go and win it by signing up for whatever, a lotto, maybe you got a belief in there that you haven't, you know, it's probably dusty and again in a mental garment bag that's, quote, charity begins at home. Give someone else a chance is one we talked about. Don't spend more than you earn. Well, right there, if you're wanting to take a risk and win money and you've got a message in there from friend, coworker, parent, whatever this is, never spend more than you earn. Well, you're probably not going to invest enough to buy enough tickets to have the chance, I don't know, for people that statistically. And I hope that you all understand this. Love relationships. Many times people are, well, okay, first of all, if you did make a choice you no longer like, meaning, i.e., you divorced the person, whether you were married or unmarried, we divorce the relationship, there was some attending sorrow that went along with that. Some shutting down, and when you shut down, just like locking the windows and the doors at night, you're shutting those beliefs in. I believed I got hurt. It was not my fault. Lock the doors, lock the doors, lock the doors. Now, 10 years later, you're calling me saying I still haven't found the right person. Open the doors, open the doors, open the doors. Let the wind blow the belief out. Unnecessary. So that's what we're putting out there for on air tonight. If there's an area that's, this is the time, guys and girls, friends, pick an area, tell us what you want, and I'll ask your angels, I'll pull an angel card for you as what is blocking you in beliefs that you have a choice about changing. You don't have all that you want, this includes Tina and I, because I know I don't at this moment, if you're not in a total state of bliss right now, right in the present moment, then you don't want it enough. That's because the belief is in there. Kind of an internalized Beulah the buzzer. Spirituality is a wonderful area to see why I'm not getting any further. Why, whether it is you want to be sixth sensory, practice, spiritually counsel, whatever it is. People say, oh, I've been the last year I'm really into spirituality. And yes, and you're going to workshops and you're learning and you're listening. And then there's still something in there where, hello, that came in from maybe organized religion a long time ago. That's real great. Keep growing. But don't forget to do the traditional thing. Please understand, I'm not attacking anything anybody does. I want you to open your senses and say, does that belief benefit me anymore? Did someone lead you to believe that if you are more spiritual and you part from a traditional way of praying or of loving your God, your source, that something terrible would happen to you? Then you can get rid of that belief and say, I believe I'm safe because I know I love God's source and I believe in the return love that I have. I do want to make note, Tina, that for whatever reason on my system, I keep getting kicked out of the chat room, so I would ask listeners that if there's something you want to ask, if Tina doesn't catch it, just go ahead and speak up. Just say, hey, Tina, hey. Help you get there.
Okay. What I would say, because we only have about 20 minutes left, and Nancy, have you covered everything that you wanted to cover as far as
I never cover everything. What? I can't possibly cover everything. Come to my workshops, I know they always say, oh, God, it's too much. Well, we're doing this all in an hour. Yeah, we can. I just, as I said, write it down that way. Pick an area. Write out, I want, and K-I-S-S next to it. Keep it simple, sensories. And and then take a look at and write on the other side, you know, the line down the paper trick, and write, I believe. Take a look at those areas again. I want to, you know, leave you with that. Where did my beliefs come from? In my memories, in my habits. Habits are an excellent one. Habits. How many people out there probably, here's a fun one, put water on their toothbrush before the paste? And of course, we all cherish water and know that there becomes a shortage, but I can't, perhaps I'm saying you can't stop putting water on the brush. Why? Because there's a belief in there. I don't know who told me, but I know you don't know. You just change your beliefs. So look for those things. Call us, do that. And Tina, yes, I'll go back to you. Or you want to take calls, or you want to?
Right. What I was going to say is we only have about 20 minutes left, so if there's anyone who'd like to ask a question regarding what you're asking for, what you're wanting, if you'd like a little bit of divine support, speak up and ask your question.
Tina loves questions. In the meantime, I do want to say in July, I believe it's the 12th, when I return with you, now that you've done all your house cleaning, because that's my new belief, all my listeners, all my students have done all this cerebral cleaning with their little people, with their beliefs. So on July 12th, I'm going to talk to you about angels, the difference between angels, spirit guides, ascended masters, and sweet ones, paren, which means the deceased ones. And so you have, what a month, you have about a month, I don't know what day it is, I don't do time well.
We're looking at 1 month exactly.
Think of what you want to ask, because that'll be the night. I'll just totally read for you and explain the differences. And, you know, if there's a particular deceased person you hope to get in touch with, that's fine too. I do want you to know, we'll ask, we'll put it out there. However, once you learn the differences, the deceased are a little bit different. You can't command them to make an appearance any more than when they were here. So they may or may not. It depends what's going on and how long they've been out there. So I'll leave that there. I don't see, I have no chat room. I don't hear anyone saying, hey, I want to know this or that. So,
I have a question.
Okay, we have a question. Nancy, can you hear?
Yes, I can.
Okay. My intention is relationship oriented, and I need to know, or would like to know, which beliefs I need to let go of to have the relationship that I desire.
You know that you know your belief?
I don't know for sure what all the blocks are.
Okay. Can you state first, I want? What do you want a perfect love, a perfect mate?
No, I want a beautiful, loving relationship with Mark.
Okay. So you've put a name on it.
I know.
Here's the first part of it. This is excellent. This is excellent, and I thank you. Here's what happens, and everyone listen. When you're looking, and I'm sorry I didn't mention it first of all, and I am going to answer your belief block there in 1 second. When you're looking for what you want, your heart's desire, everyone listen, not just our caller, it's not person, place, or thing. It's not the person, place, or thing. It's the dynamic. It's the dynamic. And so you want to, even though right now that's where your eyes are cast upon, you want to take that deeper, not here necessarily with all of us and see what it is. You can start with the person's name and layer it away. Layer it away to, okay, you start with the name Mark. You start with the fact that he's handsome. You start with the fact that he's a good lover. He's all those things, because you're going to get to some things which are really what you want. I want kindness. I want physical beauty in my life. I want feel someone else's skin. You see what I'm saying to you? Take the name off of it. First of all, that's not only a truth, that's what your angels recommend. That doesn't mean you can't be with Mark. Take the name off for now to say, I want. Your eyes are seeing perfection in that name for you, for love. Just take the name off. You want perfect, unconditional love. Add it all in there. Sexual heights, whatever it is that you want, I want. Which is going back to then you could say, I want a perfect love. Now the angels tell me you have a belief in there from someone in your life that is stated like this: you can't have everything. There's your belief. That's what the angels just told me. You can't have everything. Doesn't matter now where it came from. First of all, I've helped you hone down the belief, okay? You need to take his name off of it. Now, when I do that, the angels say, there's a message in there, there's a belief, you can't have everything. It could have been said loving, oh, you can't have everything, and look how much you have, and gosh, you're such a great person. You know, it doesn't mean that somebody said something in meanness. And it could be a message from media, from TV. Oh, nobody has everything, you know. So that's what I'm hearing from your angels, is your belief in there. Here's the great news. Here's what you can do. Write that one belief down. There may be others that your belief is, you're going to use the pronoun for you. I can't have everything. Pick a time. Maybe tomorrow, whenever you can have leisure time, set yourself up, who knows, whatever you like to munch on, some munchies or a great salad or a little glass of wine, your favorite music, something where it really brings out, you know, spirit rest in the hips, where it makes you boogaloo in the hips, and you're going to have a killing party. You're going to take that belief. If it's safe and you have a coffee can, you can burn the piece of paper. I don't recommend this unless it's safe. I'm not in all your homes. There are other ways. You can shred it in a paper shredder, but you've got to have the music and the dance. A little rattle, a music maker in the back. Work it. Sound like fun? Everyone listening, I bet you wish you brought a belief, because when you get rid of the belief, then after you're rid of it, then we're going to work on affirmations with you.
I have a question for the person who just asked a question. Are you still with us?
Oh, I am.
Okay. Do you feel really, what am I trying to say here? I just feel a lot of pressure, like in the upper part of my chest, like I feel like I can barely breathe. Is this you that I'm picking up on?
Hello? No, I don't think so. I'm really pretty relaxed, so.
Okay. I'm just tuning into someone on this call, and, like, I can barely breathe. So if there's anyone out there that is, you know, just feeling really kind of overwhelmed with this information and just feeling like you can't catch your breath on it, you know, feel free to speak up, because for whatever reason, I mean, I'm just sitting here and all of a sudden I just had this whoosh of energy in my solar plexus and really, really, really hard to breathe. So, you know, we're here to help. And if that's you, let us know. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
What is your first name, please?
Christy.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I have a bad connection, so I'm sorry if I didn't recognize you the first time. Try this on the belief and have fun with it. It's got to be a celebration, okay? You're going to get rid of that belief that the angels tell me you cannot have it all.
Well, and the reason why I ask this is because I've been reading this Living in the Light, this book, and I think it's a great book, but it's, I mean, because, like, this relationship that I mean, this man and I are taking some space, and so in this space, I'm looking at, yeah, I believe this is truly what I want, and I really deeply love him, but I know that there's something not only on his side, but something on my side that's blocking this, because it's a push-pull kind of thing, you know, and so I need to, you know, this is a good thing because it kind of, it's something that I've been pondering the last few days.
I can believe this popping up for you, Christy, and that while you're speaking in the angels, that's how they show me on the toaster. A second belief that's in your little mental closet there is if you want anything, you've got to work at it. If you want a good relationship, you've got to work at it. That's belief number two. Write it down. It's going in tomorrow's ceremony. We got two of them now in the angels. Woo! And I feel it. I got my hair standing up all over. So you can't have it all. And if you want a good relationship, you've got to work at it. And probably attached to it is relationships are work, okay? Woo! We're getting rid of all of those. You're going to do the happy dance. Burn them, flush them, shred them. And if you're going to shred them, get the hands in there, you know, you know, have a little sip of your water or wine or whatever and make sure those hips are in it and doing the dance. Our friend Tina's and mine, Mark Stanton Welsh, has a wonderful song that's called One by One, I Knock Those Fences Down. And so we love him. I'm sure he doesn't mind if you make up a little wordy thing about that. But visit his website, too. It's Mark Stanton Welsh. He has excellent chants and all. However, back to you, because we're at the end of our program. Listen, let me know in a month or email me and let me know how you're doing on it. Have the celebration. That just popped up that, you know, you have to work at it. So hopefully you caught those. I can't wait till you're going to, you know, scribble on them. You know when you didn't like a picture you drew, folks? You know, it didn't come out right or you cut on the wrong line. Scribble on them. Destroy them. And then you're going to do that little mirror check again and go, I decide. Thank you, universe.
Yep.
I can have it all. I can have it all. That's my new belief. Thank you, universe. I am so grateful. I can have it all. And having my perfect love is easy. I can go and bake a cake. I don't have to work on it. Thank you, universe. Always thank source and universe. Okay? And I know we're at our nth limit here, so thank you so much for speaking up because, again, as Tina and I feel, what you share and what the angels say to you, there's a part in the message for everybody. And I'm going to give our program back to Tina and namaste to each of you. Yoo-hoo!
Thanks, Nancy. And anyone have anything else? We have maybe two more minutes. Okay. All right. Well, Nancy, thanks. I hope that everyone will have a chance if you wanted to, you know, walk through this process again with some other wants and clearing some beliefs, you know, getting back in the back of the closet and updating your wardrobe. What you can do is go to our Queen of Dreams site and download this podcast. It's updated usually within an hour of the show, and that URL is queenofdreams.ning, which is just ning.com. So just queenofdreams.ning.com, no www. And you can download that. Download the show there, or you can download on talkshoe.com, just talkshoe.com. And if you want to schedule some time with Nancine, contact her at mainstreetangel.com. And Nancine, what's your phone number?
623-544-3304.
One more time.
623-544-3304. 3304.
Fantastic.
And, you know, I want to tell, I can't do a full coaching session, but if it's just something small that you got stuck on, then don't let your beliefs say, oh, I can't ask, you know. That's one of those, Terry Timid or the names we use for that. So breathe three times into it. Tina, I'd like to send everybody to their remaining evening with our little namaste salute, if that's fine with you.
That's great. Let me share one, a couple more things, and then I'll let you wrap it up, okay? What I'd like to let everyone know, if you are not on our mailing list, which is basically just a sign up at askintuition.com, be sure to sign up there, because that's where we post any specials and that sort of thing. And if you would like to talk to me, you can schedule a 15-minute complimentary session through our assistant, Brandy. And her email is brandy@consideritalreadydone.com. And would love to hear from you. The last thing is, next week our guest is Jeannie Brocious. And Jeannie is actually a teacher I've worked with here in the Dallas area, who teaches the Artist's Way classes, I should say. And she has just finished two books. I think it's, you know, Coming from an Empty Well, something like that. But it's talking about, you know, you can't come from this empty space. She is an amazing teacher, and I invite you to be with us next week. And with that, Nancy?
Oh, we're going to share in those three nice breaths. Have a great celebration, walking the beliefs that no longer serve us right out to the curb, and bring in another breath, all the beliefs that support I want, so we may go to that place of I have, a place of gratefulness and of bliss. Thank you for being with Tina and I. The word we share is namaste, which means I honor the place in you which the entire universe dwells. I honor the place in you which is of love, of truth, of light, and of peace. Dear friends, when you are in that place in you, and I am in that place in me, we are indeed one. Namaste.
That's beautiful, Nancine. Thank you. Everyone, we're right at the end of our time together. Thanks so much for joining us, Nancine. Thank you for your precious spirit. I so appreciate you. I love you, my friend. Everyone, have a really fabulous week. And until next week, be well. Take care. Good night.